I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo has been the epicenter of violent clashes for the last couple of days. Protesters are decrying dirty elections, and dozens of people have been killed. Every Child Ministries hasn't heard from their ministry partners in Kinshasa, and communications are down. Turmoil in the DRC isn't new, though. In the midst of it all, ECM's Lorella Rouster says one way they're lifting up the nation is by pouring into the next generation with the deeper truths of Christ.
That involves ministering Jesus to them on the street, helping some get off the street by providing vocational training. And it also involves a project we call Restore a Family, where we intervene with families on behalf of street children and get them reconnected.
Pray for these kids that they're working with to grow into ambassadors for Christ's true peace in the DRC. And obedience, it's not just for kids. This next story proves that. When God called Wendy and Derwin Penson to adopt three children, they did. When he asked them to leave their paid positions at Wycliffe USA to become stateside missionaries for the ministry, they did. This couple bleeds passion for Bible translation, and they're asking you to consider where you might fit in.
He might be calling each of us to do something different, but I believe we all have a part to play. We all have something to contribute. Prayerfully ask God, how would you have me get involved? And then be obedient. And I believe in that obedience, you will be blessed beyond anything in your wildest imagination.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's stuff in the world, and sometimes it's pretty overwhelming. So let's be part of the solution. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a prayercast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.